is Yarns Yar with Scotty
and AB.
I'm never going to get over hearing that start.
Adam Livingston, shout out. Greatest song of a generation. Rock song.
Rock song of a generation. And I'm pretty sure we're still not allowed to use it. But he has told us we can.
Well,
that's not really
implied.
Yeah. Look, he's at the quiz night this week.
He is. So we can ask him face to face.
We'll get his signature. Just allow it to happen. But before we get into that, dour week at the club.
Look, yeah, there were some indifferent results.
Indifferent, yeah. That's one way to put it, I guess.
Yeah.
Is it indifferent? Indifferent means like a
draw. I don't know, I made that, so I just
didn't make
that
the word up, but you just use it poorly.
Use the word.
I would say poor results, but...
Well, let's start us off then, Scotty. Well, how did we go in the one day freeze?
I'm going to start off with a bang.
Okay.
And like a bang, I mean like a cap gun popping. Like, okay. It's a very tall... So, OD3's played Double View Kareen. Look, I'm a big OD3 fan. Love what they do. They really work hard down there. They try and get the numbers together. We know it's hard, especially when we've, you know, dropped a team. It makes it even harder somehow, I feel.
Yeah.
And we've gone in and they've come in together and put together 59. So
I believe it was a 30-over game.
It was a 30-over game, so...
They declared 8 for 59, I believe, to make it a 30-over game.
I think so. I don't know that part of it, but I think it was just a 30. Was it just a 30-30 before?
No.
Oh, they just decided when they were...
Smart decision by the captain in a hot day.
That's, yeah, very good. Abe Garaya, well thought out there. So, 59. Other team came out, 61 pretty quickly. See you at T-Boys, you know?
Yeah,
so
okay.
Pretty easy
any,
job.
Any run scores in the 59?
Sadly, yes. Davin Russell has pulled off somehow double digits.
Again, that's 2 weeks in a row.
2 weeks in a row, double digits. So he's at 17. I'm pretty
maybe
sure.
Maybe OD3 is the grade for him.
I think he needs to come up.
Oh, hold on.
I think he's worthy of promotion. That's two double digit scores for Davin. That's probably the first time in his career. So just saying, 17, that's got to be close to his high score. He's actually getting my one vote this week.
Only the one?
He's getting the one. Because you know what? David Michael opened the bowling, and we've all seen his windmill action. 1 for 17 off 7 overs, I think. Six overs, I think, moment.
Okay.
Pretty good for a guy who's but far from 7 for 7, but still very good.
Pretty good from the local politician. I'm not sure if we're allowed to say that, but anyway.
I don't know. He's not our local politician.
Ah, true.
Not in North Perth.
Oops.
Hopefully he listens to this podcast anyway.
Yes. Anyway.
But Rudy getting my top votes. 2 for 11 off 5. That's the your back's against the wall, you're 59. What are you gonna do? Stick it up the openers.
What did Sundries get? Enough?
I didn't look enough into that. I looked at him and went, okay, guys, let's get through his results pretty quickly and move on to the show. Eight?
Yes, eight. So we were out, as per our last episode, hopefully you were listening. I'm not going to go back over what happened on the first week, so you better go back to episode 5 to find out.
Oh, man, that's double listens. Yeah. That's going to get numbers up.
Yes, we were coming out batting. We were chasing 238. Myself and Ranks opened up, and with you, obviously, you not playing. We were doing okay. We were pretty slow starting in comparison to the way that our partnership started up. Wasn't a big hitter at the end, but
yeah. Well, you're still the big hitter in there, in my mind. So,
I think we were none for about 40 after about 20 overs. So we were doing okay. I got out and then we lost 6 for 17.
Oh, that is just cliche Chewett Hill / North Perth cricket or at any club's cricketing.
So I think we were like 6 for 53 or something like that.
Jeez. And on such a hot day, you want to be batting long here.
Yeah. But thankfully, the star man, Varun Ghosh, has come to the crease. And saw us through. Jimmy Carnegie has also come out and made some runs, and they put on 80 between the
80.
Two. Yeah.
Good work, Scum. I love him.
So, Goshi finished up with 50, and Jimmy Carnegie finished up with 43.
Yeah, Goshi, all he does is shit runs, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just loves them.
Yeah, and big leaves. Big aggressive leaves. Sully's come out and tonked some sixes. There was a question whether Sully has scored more in sixes than I have in boundaries. As in, like, he scored more sixes than I have in boundaries.
For his career? Or this season?
It wouldn't be far away.
No, definitely.
So he's got four, I think he's got. So whether or not I've got four boundaries, for anyone listening at home.
Fun fact, none of those are sixes for you.
May not have scored
okay,
a
let's get into the votes, eh?
Sorry, digressing. I think off the back of his batting performance this week and his bowling performance last week, I'll give myself a vote. No, I'm kidding.
No, you're not at all. That's the worst part.
Look,
give yourself the one. You know you want it.
Okay, all right. No, Ranks gets the one. Okay.
He got 30?
Yeah, 33 and took a couple of catches last week.
Looking forward to opening with him.
Jimmy Carnegie, for me, gets the two. Didn't take a wicket last week, but he's got 40-odd and it helped save us. Mm. And then three votes, Varun Ghosh. Got a run out last week.
Oh.
Got Rod Sammet run out as well, not just anybody.
Oh, Rod
Sammet. And then made a 50. So, Varun Ghosh. And for me,
well done, Goshy.
Sixes.
Like, look, if you guys were saddened by the results we've had so far, don't worry, things are about to stay the same. So the Sixes played Bentley out at home of cricket on the East Deck. Bentley hit 150.
Okay.
51. You think that's a
chaseable score?
Chaseable score. A few good bowlers in there. Nothing too major, and we just got. Classically skittled, 96.
Anybody take wickets?
Yeah, so I've got there's a bit of a shared mix. If you guys got one each, you know, okay. Covs, Neil and Andy. JB, new boy to the club.
Jatin Pal Bashir?
That's what I said.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, JB got 4 for 18. So bowls a lot like Brucey, I've been told. So he's did very well. But I'll go through my votes quickly. Ryan Kovalevs gets the one vote, straight back from Ultimate Frisbee. Went from pinging discs to pinging boundaries. He hit 10. So
okay.
But he hit 10, but he also got one for 32 bowling. Yeah, nice. I don't know if he bowled meds. I like to think he did, but he probably bowled his spin. But I'd love to think he bowled his meds. So here's my one vote. Neil and Andy came back into it. One for 10 off his 8. That's tidy bowling.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's very good.
Well done. And then hit 24.
Oh, okay.
Think I can't bat. Hit 24. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And JB, 4 for 18. Hello.
Jesus.
And then 25 runs.
Someone must have got tonked then. Because if one's bowled eight overs, 1 for 10, and 8 overs,
I think,
4 for 18.
I think the old the mullet himself, G Mac, got a little bit of stick. Not tons. I don't think anyone got too much stick. Like, I think he got a bit. I think I don't know who else bowled in that day. I didn't look through to it too much.
Okay.
But that's my vote for that game. Straight into the fours where, you know what? Keep the results coming the same way. We hit 159 and they chased it in the last over.
Yeah.
The closest we got to victory, I'd say. Oh, the closest? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
probably
the closest we got to victory. Hard times. That's playing. Who did they play? Western Suburbs out at College Park. So, new bloke to the club.
Aaron Fenton
lit things up pretty early. Hit what, 30 odd?
Was 30 it? Odd. Hit Zach as well.
Well, Zach. I feel bad now. I didn't know he was Zach, so I might get rid of. No, I'll keep my votes as they were. Actually, no, I'm going to change it. Dowdy, you're out. I'm going to give you one vote. I'm going to give Fence the one vote just because of. that'll make me laugh. Dowdy getting kicked off the votes for his 1 for 25 and captaining a loss.
Yes. Like, and they're not coming back to the club.
I'm not coming after the club after your debut. I think it's his first captaining ever. So
yeah, he was telling me he was relishing the opportunity.
Relishing the opportunity. That's no chutney, mate. You did nothing. so Fence with the one vote. Majib, three for 33. Does love a no ball. Loves it. Loves it in training, loves it in the game. But still 3 for 33. Like, can't argue with that. And the old timer, Fossil Flamen.
Yeah.
You know, like, the net fire never goes out other than the big torch. 47. he batted very well, getting ready for his octogenarian games this weekend, the over 60s.
Over 50s.
Over 50s, sorry, my bad.
Yeah.
Down the club, so very good luck to him on that. He's in the form at the moment in that 47 last week, you know.
Yeah.
Takes a lot to hit a 50, but he's almost made it, so it's very good. Had the top team go this week.
So we were playing Western Suburbs out at Charles Veryard West. They won the toss, they had a bat, and they've come out and they've batted very well. So I think they finished up 5 for 224.
Yuck.
Yeah.
yeah, okay.
No. So the only one that sort of took any wickets, sorry, was Watto. Took a couple.
No, Watto took wickets.
Yeah, I know.
So he was a beastly batsman at the start. Watto was saying they were like 70 off 10 or something.
Yeah, they went hard. I think they had actually shared it around quite a bit. So there's like five or six guys that just made 40 to 50 odd.
Yeah. So they don't have one guy carrying their team.
Yeah, I know.
What's the point of that?
So we've come out to bat and instantly under a bit of pressure. So Barnsley and Barnsley and Alex Bowles have opened up.
I actually watched the start of this game and Barnsley was sitting there and I've gone, let's see how he goes. And this guy started bowling just juicy throwdowns and he wasn't really sure what to do the first over, kind of saw him off, you know, and then just started punching him down the ground for boundaries and then smashed one onto his pad for LBW. I felt bad for Barnsley. But
oh, did he smash it onto his pad?
Well, he said so. All right, from you know, deep cow corner where we were sitting, it looked plumb. So.
Okay. I think he made 13 or whatever. First game back into Wands. Freddie and Bolsey not made a huge amount again.
So both our big recruits you've got down the club, average under 10.
Yeah, okay.
So just putting that one out there, boys, just for you people watching at home, going to training, nets don't mean runs.
Well, they actually didn't turn up to training on Tuesday, so.
Well, maybe they'll help them.
Yeah, who knows. Anyway, then Captain Fantastic has come to the crease and just got us rolling again.
Now, I just want to pull one thing up here, because also before I left, because I came down to watch them for a little bit, and Kong smoked a bloke down the ground, first ball for four. They put a long off in. The next ball hit it down his throat, dropped. About two overs later, hit a guy for four, cow corner. They put a bloke out there, next ball, hit it down his throat, dropped.
Oh,
they dropped
no.
him three times under like 30, I think.
Oh, wow.
And I said at the time, I was like, I'm going to go home, but he's gonna pay. They're going to pay now. And they kind of did.
Oh, yeah. But Kong and so Hoodie made, I think he made under 20.
Everyone did.
Yeah. Well, Robbie and Razzie put on a big partnership.
Robbie at like just under 20 maybe?
Yeah, but I think he was in the crease.
He was there for a while.
Yeah. So Kong obviously has come out and has made the ton. Second ton of the season.
No 50s yet.
No, just going on with it. Going big. Kong, he ball. Kong, he ball.
Zero 50s though. Yeah. It's all about 50s. Fuck tons.
Nah.
Who wants a ton?
But unfortunately, we've fallen about sort of 15 short.
That's why make one.
Yeah, so Kong and Robbie got out, and then the towels just folded quicker than.
Not my underpants.
Yeah. In terms of votes, so I'm going to give my one vote.
So you actually did some research and wrote mine down. AB's just going off the top of his head here.
Yeah. I'm going to give my one vote to Paul Barnes. I think he did all right.
Yeah.
Like two votes to Robbie Montgomery.
Yep.
And three votes to King Kong, Jamie Rasmussen.
Yeah, unlucky Watto. Get your 2 wickets. No one cares.
Yeah.
No, that's good. Yeah, the results this week. We could have had a better time, I guess. But
Look, hopefully that the top grade have got a bye now. Time to reflect. They've got the T20 on the second Sunday. And then back into it.
Nice. Let's get into our first guest of the day. Okay, we're about to get into our first guest.
Yeah, first guest for episode 6.
First guest also means there might be another one later on.
Spoiler alert.
Exciting. But our first guest today, getting in there with a great young clubman of the club, and also not a young clubman, young captain
of the club. Future of the club?
Future of the club, we don't say those things around here, but we're going with Lukey Brambilla. Welcome to the show.
How's it going, boys? What's happening?
Hey, Lukey.
Oh, so excited to get you on, mate. I'm very glad whenever we message someone.
Excited to be here.
Oh, it's great to get you
in. Well, you love to be here in your bedroom.
Oh, sensational. Where are you boys? At the club?
We're at the club.
We're in the kitchen right now, looking out towards the east deck.
Watching the AFL Nines. It's pretty good in here.
Yep.
But Scotty doesn't have a top on, so we're getting some weird looks.
That is true. I am shirtless.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I brought up on the podcast that I do this naked. No, Lukey, how have you enjoyed the season so far, mate? You're the captain of our second 11. You had a bit of a heartbreaking loss on the weekend, but besides that, how'd everything go on the rest of the season?
Yeah, been pretty good. Obviously, we started off quite well with a couple of wins. The last couple of rounds have sort of brought us back down to reality against a couple of really, really quality sides, both, you know, undefeated so far this season. I believe Bassendean still are. And yeah, obviously both pretty tight games. Yeah, they're going quite strong in the twos.
They've come down from
Western
third grade,
suburbs to rise up. They're coming down from third grade, yeah.
Okay. So
but no, it's a couple of hard games, probably losses we had to have after, you know, a couple of good wins. But
a couple
of
new players into your side this season as well, Lukey.
Yeah, it seems to be the case every year, doesn't it? It's a completely fresh team into the twos. We've got the likes of Majeeb.
Yeah.
Coming
Mr. Noble
through,
Majeeb.
Yeah, Maria. Who else have we got?
Aaron Fenton, got a new player down the club.
Yeah, Aaron Fenton just made his way over from Victoria. Hit a couple of nice big zacks on the weekend.
I mean, you had Luke Gibbert lining up with you this week, and you got Roman.
Yeah, Jiddo was in there. He was a different cat wearing the maroon towel bucket.
Towel bucket. No, I like that. I like the bucket.
And, that's been Ronan dropping down.
Well, that's another because AB recruited him, so I assume anyone that AB recruits can't play cricket. Fact. We all know this. That's why we know he didn't.
I reckon Stephen Hood is a quality cricketer. And
Stephen
Robbie,
Hood
and,
rocked up.
And Robbie Montgomery is a quality cricketer.
AB, I'll remind you that I messaged him on the Facebook when he messaged us. So,
who paid for that advert, mate?
The club.
Exactly. Tammy Doyle. No. Yeah. Very good, Loki. Now, you've had the start of the season. The last year, you guys just missed out. You've got the old boys in your team helping you out there, obviously, with the Flamin' and Mickey. How does Mickey feel being called one of the old boys when he's probably not like... Do we just compare him and Flamin' and go, yeah, they're...
No, he's a bit stiff, isn't he, to be called one of the old boys?
Is he? He's probably late 30s,
Yeah, I know, but relatively speaking, in that twos team, Scotty's bang on. He's one of the older boys now.
Yeah.
So I know you got a few, but you also got some good blokes around you, like
Barnsley.
Oh, Barnsley!
Sensational bloke, and so good to see him scoring some runs again.
Oh, it's great work.
Is he peeling him off for fun at the moment?
Is that a part of just the Fours Cricket Factory? Is that what's going on?
That's it. Yeah, pumped him up to first grade.
Getting him in there.
No, not seen too many float down to me, but...
Look, mate.
Not
like,
any good ones.
I don't know how that's working.
The runs might not be coming up, but look, mate, do you know what happens? You get to be a part of our first... We've got a quiz night coming on this week, which we're excited. I've heard you've got a table you've brought down for your work, so...
Yeah, the Clough group will be coming down. Yeah, shout out.
The Clofters, very happy. Hopefully,
is Neil Rankin on that table? Because apparently he's got his own. Is there a bit of mutiny in the Clough group? What's going on there?
Not sure about that. I might have to flick him a message tomorrow and see what's going on.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, look, but... Like,
okay, all right. First I've heard.
In prep for the quiz night, look, what I'm going to do is you're going to be a part of our first new segment. It's going to be a quiz. Hey, everyone. Welcome to... North Perth Knowledge and Numbers. The Triple N Quiz. Here we go. Look, this is it. This is a
great intro there.
You like that? Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. Look, guys, perhaps what's going to happen is I'm going to ask a couple of questions here. We're going to use your voices as buzzers. Now, I was going to get you to say ding, but I thought that might offend Popoto. So we're going to just get you to say your name.
Aren't you going straight to Lukey? We spoke about this, mate.
Yeah. I'll go straight to Lukey first. Yeah, what am I saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. I stuffed up my own quiz. I'm going to go straight to Lukey with the first question. If he gets it wrong, goes to AB, gets a chance to hit the point. Yeah. And then...
But you haven't even told me what we're playing for. We're playing for a bowl of Bickford's Peach Dice tea.
Not a bowl.
A bottle.
Ooh, a bottle.
A bowl, said. Yeah.
Yeah, a bottle. No, we're playing for a bottle of Bickford's Peach Dice tea or other delicious flavours like the grapefruit, which I highly recommend. But that's what you'd be playing for. Yeah. Look, I hope AB wins because I like to share it with him. But if you get this win here... We'll see how we go. First question to you, Lukey. Now, this will show, if you've been listening to the show, who has more runs for their career, Andy Brereton or Luke Brambilla?
Oh, that'd be Andy Brereton, wouldn't it?
That is 100% correct. Well done, Lukey.
I think I've played 20 less games, though, from memory.
You've played 23 less innings. So you've had a few less. But nevertheless, that's a point straight to Luke Brambilla. So,
yeah.
AB. AB's feeling like he's won, even though you've got the point. AB.
I know, yeah. Bit of a catch 22.
Yeah.
There we go. Question. Over our careers, I'll keep this with Lukey as well. Let's go with it early. Who has the better average? Lukey Brambilla or Scott Hobbs?
Oh, sorry, was this batting or bowling?
Batting
or bowling, yeah.
Batting average. Bowling average.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be fun as well. But, you know, batting average. Yeah. Who is it? This is for AB. Lukey, you can come in if he gets this wrong.
Yep.
Better batting average. I think I've seen yours recently. I'm going to say Luke Brambilla.
No, yeah. Lukey's 13.15. I'm 13.39.
Supposed to sweet
he gets it. He'll get it right. It's a 50-50. The other ones he'll get a chance for.
All right.
It's when there's an actual chance. Okay, here we go. This one I can go with. This has got you, Lukey, and we'll just go until you guys get this right because I like this question. Per averaging how many matches does it take for Mirz to take a fifer? Starting with Lukey.
Oh.
How many games
is this? Is this rounded up or down to the nearest whole number?
There's
or are we going
no
decimal?
Rounding.
Oh,
it is exactly per match. It takes us X amount of matches for him to average a fifer to the greatest guy at the club, Mirza.
Let's think about this. He's been down at the club for 2 years now.
Mm-hmm. Two?
Yeah, not
two.
Including this season. 2 years. He took a fifer in the first match
come
he played.
On. We're supposed to be a 45-minute show.
I'm talking
to you
today, though. I reckon he's taken four fifers, and I reckon he's probably played 20 games. So I'm going to say a fifer every five games.
Oh,
yeah,
mate.
It's rubbish.
He's got that straight, but he's got the reasoning wrong. Oh. He's actually taken five fifers in 25 matches.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Still absolutely insane.
Okay.
So what round are we up to now? Round four. So next week, get Mirza in your team, boys. I don't think he's had one this year, has he?
Yeah,
currently injured.
Every game either. So.
Oh, he's played every game. Yeah, true. Look, we'll forget about all that.
Including his double fifer against Nolomara.
Yeah,
he also had a double fifer in eighth grade a couple of years back.
Did he?
Yeah.
No, in one match?
Yeah.
In one match, he took two fifers.
When everyone underrated him.
6 and 5, yeah.
Yeah, so he's had 2 10-week matches. That's not bad.
Not bad, yeah.
Okay, Andy.
I'm 2-0 down here. What's going on?
You're in a bad spot here. I think we're giving away some points. Andy, in the My Cricket era, now, for all the people who are listening to this on their dictaphone or whatever they are, who would be listening to the old days, I've got all my stats off My Cricket, so that's
Why
stopping
does it have to
everything.
Be
All my stats, all the stats for the whole quiz.
Okay, sorry.
Fuck's sake. He's off My Cricket, so there's only for the past probably 20 years or something it is. So there's a few things off. In the My Cricket era, who has played the most matches for Tuatha Dé and North Perth?
Oh.
AB, start us off.
Liam Sullivan.
Oh. That is such a good get.
That is sensational.
He is number one. Crispy's number two.
Yeah, that's what I was weighing up between.
Crispy's still up there.
I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Number three.
Ranks is up there.
Ranks is fourth, 191. Palooza, 197.
Yeah.
Me just 10th. Me 10th, no worries. Get around me. Always like my own stats.
Very nice.
Lukey.
Back in it, 2-1. 2-1
to
be a pressure.
It's a very tight time.
All right, a bit of pressure on now.
Okay, Lukey. Who are the three highest run scorers for the season? North Perth Cricket Club.
All right. Jamie Rasmussen.
Yep.
Big Kong will be up there.
Yep.
Trying to think down the grades. I'd have to go with you, Scotty. You'd be up there for sure.
We'll see.
And, geez. I'll go one of my own. They scored a couple of Paul Barnes, maybe sliding at three.
Can I come in and steal it?
You can, because he's incorrect. He has 2 of 3.
Yeah, I would have thought so.
So I can steal the point.
You can get the point. You can get the point if you can get the third one. But then I'll call it even if you don't get this third one.
So I'm weighing up between two.
Yeah, there's two definite obvious ones, and they're very tight. Andy, this is a 40-minute show, might I remind you. It's gonna go over. Definitely, it's gonna definitely go over this episode because we have two guests. I'm hovering over the wrong one.
He's only played three games.
Robbie Montgomery.
Oh yeah, it would be, wouldn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, he's been in the backup. He's only got
The other person I was thinking of is Varun Ghosh.
Varun Ghosh is behind him by four.
Yeah.
Runs.
Yeah.
Now this is for your old people.
Yep.
Would you include it because Robbie hit a 90 in a 2020? Does that count? I count.
Yeah, the 2020
count. Yeah.
Cool. Yep.
All
right. Yep.
2-2, and
this
is my question.
2-2, and your question.
Okay. Back from the dead.
Okay. Lukey Brambilla. Actually, I'll save that question for Lukey Moore.
Mm-hmm.
How many fifers does Ray Rolls have in his career?
Oh,
in his entire my cricket or North Perth?
His entire North Perth Tour Hill career.
Okay.
Oh, this is ridiculous. I don't know bowling.
Incorrect.
Oh,
that's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot of fifers. Are we going a higher or lower arrangement? Or
I'll allow that.
Oh,
okay.
That's rubbish.
Lower. Well, if it was higher.
Nine.
Oh, bang.
What did you say?
It's nine. He's right.
Oh, no.
Sorry,
back behind.
Okay. But you get the higher or lower on this one if he gets it wrong.
Okay.
Lukey, you're a part of a very fine club of people who have taken a sevenfer. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How many people in the micro cricket era of Jewett Hill North Perth Cricket Club,
mm-hmm.
how many individuals have taken a sevenfer over the entire course of this club?
In the micro cricket era?
It's a lot of years.
That is a lot of years, but there's not many sevenfers.
There's not a lot.
I remind you that. Yeah. I know Mirza took one in the Nolimara game last year. Infamous. I got a nice, round, wholesome seven just to make it even.
Incorrect. AB, I'll let you know it is actually higher than seven.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So yours is a lot open broad. If it was lower, that's a lot harder. You have no idea. You don't look enough stats books. This is why I have to quiz AB because I'd just be able to nail these. Well, not this one I wouldn't get straight away, but I'd still have a rough. I know Scum took an 8 for once.
Did he?
Scum took 8 for 20 once.
Okay. I'm going to go.
You're just guessing, sir.
10?
The answer is 22.
22 sevens.
I know, it blew my mind. I was like, oh my God. Yeah,
oh my
right?
It blew your brain. Yeah.
It blew my brain. Okay, this is to AB.
Yeah.
Just a quick one.
Yeah, mate.
What happens if we tie the quiz?
We've got a lightning round.
I'll get a lightning round of one question. Okay. You have to yell your name. AB.
Yeah.
Who has the highest wicket tally over a season not to win a bowling award?
Oh, you think? I think you might have mentioned this.
I bring this up regularly because it's incredible.
Oh, no. Highest number of wickets not to win a bowling award. Oh, I think it was in. Was it Roshi?
Nah, incorrect. Lukey, do you have any idea?
Oh, geez, that's tough. Yeah,
hang out with me down by the boards. I usually go through it and go, look at that season. Look, I can give a hint. It was second to Justin Goldsmith, who took 51 wickets that season.
Well, it might have been a bit before my time. There,
yeah, a bit before your time. You
know, and mine.
And everyone's time. But it's a great thing. I've brought it up before. It's my quiz. I do what I want. Take a guess at anyone, Luke. It's okay. You're in the lead.
Oh, God.
You have to make points here.
Have no idea.
All right.
That's right.
Time out.
You just. The answer is Matthew Tonts took 50 wickets.
Oh, wow.
50.
Oh. I never would have got that.
But this doesn't
what
matter.
What year was
that? That was in. Oh, I've got to look at the board. I'm getting up. Look, I only have the answers. I don't have the research. But
yeah, okay.
At the end of my little quiz here,
yeah,
we have a winner. It's Lukey Brambilla.
Oh no!
Oh, don't worry, dude.
Okay, we'll make sure you have the leftover pink grapefruit cordial. We'll have at the club here. That's going straight to you, mate. But well done on the quiz.
I can't believe I'm one down already.
Yeah, that's really early. This is why we've got to do it. I go against them because, you know.
Hey, I got a couple, right?
I know how.
Yeah.
I'll go through and find out which one you actually got right. I can't remember. But great stuff, Luke. Thanks for being a part of the quiz, quiz.
Thanks
for having
us on.
Very good, very good. Good luck for the rest of the season. Good luck at the quiz on Saturday, mate.
No, you too, mate.
We'll see you on the track.
See you, Lukey.
We'll do. Catch you, mate. Have a good night, boys.
See you, mate.
Yeah, here you go. Oh, nah, he over here. Yeah, I heard he got that hot new thing. It's called Switch. Let's get it going.
Well, thank you.
Lukey Brambilla.
I thought that was really good. I know.
Yeah, look, I'm disappointed to go down early in the scheme. So that's one to the playing group, zero to AB. Hopefully, I would like to blame the questioning.
The questioning was great. No questions.
There's lots of questions I wasn't here for.
I did like the fact that we also sat there and discussed it before. I was like, it'd be good. We said, let's do a quiz. Like, yeah, it's a good idea. Let's do a quiz. And then it was like, should we do it? Take turns and work out. I'm like, actually, no. I know the answers. AB doesn't. It'll be a lot fairer to
yeah.
Not knows the answer in terms of.
You also stuffed up the running of it very early on. I'm not sure if I'll bother cutting that out and just look how amateur you were.
Oh, yeah, it was totally amateur, just like our podcast. It would fit perfectly. Speaking of amateur things, our podcast that our viewers love to hate, I'm going to talk about teas.
Yeah, Murray Schofield, not impressed with the tea talk.
Doesn't like the tea talk, you know? I didn't know he knew
what
Spotify
was. I did give you feedback, Scotty, but apparently the producers felt that it was good enough to keep in. So
yeah, pretty much what happened was I went, well, it's my show, Scotty, and when we get you on later on the year, I might just edit your whole thing out and only ask about teas. Tammy Doyle, my word. I rocked up the club, you know, went to the beach, had a good little Saturday.
Yeah, while I was out at Tompkins Park.
Let's forget, smallest violin, don't care. And came in, everyone's eating their tea, I come in afterwards, cause that's what you should do if you're not a playing person. If you're a person who doesn't play cricket, and you go in and eat the tea break, have a single bit of tea.
Then you're a top grader.
No, you're not a top grader, you're a piece of crap.
Yeah, exactly.
Top graders are playing cricket. They're allowed to have tea. Stop this top grader hate. I've no time for
Josh
this.
Josh Watson hate. He's the first one in. He told us that.
Stop it. He's first one in and he's playing. That's okay. He's not the kind of guy who hangs around the club.
Look, excuse me. Josh Watson just taking advantage of Gerhard Rortenbach's hard work so far this season. Tying down an end, and then Watto comes in and just going to take some cheap wickets.
But you wouldn't know about this. That's called teamwork. You should know this. It's just like how, like, when we're batting together and we call partnerships. Oh, yeah, partnerships. Yeah. It's just me. Yeah, it's a partnership. It's teamwork. Yeah,
shout out to Josh Watson, by the way. I'm not a complete Watto hater.
Yes,
you're
you are.
Just. Yeah, you know the words.
Yeah. No, but quite seriously, anyone touches a tea break before any of the playing group? But I've come in, you know, bit of a vulture, just clean up the table, and somehow people have left Tammy Doyle's homemade vanilla slices there. And might I just say, I think people don't listen to this and I make a difference. I made one little comment about the tea breaks at the start of the year and everyone thinks I hate Tammy's teas.
Yeah.
And they have been next worldly.
Yeah, I think you're groveling, but yeah.
I'm not groveling. There's
no
groveling.
Is there any
chicken
nuggets?
No, but I wasn't here for them, so I don't know if there was. I don't believe there was. And the nuggets will always keep it from being a 10.
Okay.
It will.
I know that.
But at the moment, just pulling out vanilla slices.
Can I talk about
scones.
The Murdoch tea?
Oh, I feel like I really don't want you to, but I do want you to feed my love of a real tea.
Given that it was quite a hot day, right, on Saturday.
I had scum crying during this, sorry.
So, you know, maybe an esky for the sandwiches might have been nice, you know. So they've opened it up, and what they've given us is, look, I think the spread was almost there. The spread wasn't too bad. However, the temperature of everything in the tea, which been sitting in someone's boot, the car, in the sun.
Oh.
Like the sandwiches
were melting.
What kind of boot
has the sun?
And then we had glass these chocolate biscuits, which just like you open them up, it's just a pool of chocolate inside. Like, it's just, no.
That's just so
nice. We commented we were probably all getting salmonella that night because, yeah.
Yeah, Scum was saying, he was like, just the cheese was like that kind of translucent, slimy kind of. Oh, that just makes me feel so sad. But the one that
we're eating off a bench.
That's just standard lower grades.
Sorry, it was a table.
My table's fine. I just liked Scum when he was like, yeah, and someone had the audacity from their team to go, oh, great tea, boys. Really? Really? You were happy with that? That's what Scum was just fired up about.
And yeah, they were self-promoting. That was right. Scum's right.
Self-promoting a tea that was definitely, you know.
And then they had the audacity to try and say it was our home game when we gave them some feedback.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
This is why they're the villains.
Yeah.
This is why they're the villains. But no, Tammy's tea down here.
Yeah.
Can't get enough of them.
Absolutely. All right.
Now.
Yes. We alluded to it early.
What's that? We got a second guest on, and I'm pretty excited about it. So let's get ready to bring him in.
He's a nice guy.
How you doing?
He's a nice guy.
Good to see you.
He's a nice guy.
How your mama and them? Mr. Nice
Guy, relationship advice guy. Like on the vice. Oh, we've just got in a ripping bloke. Now, I think all our guests are ripping blokes and titties.
Oh, so. Yeah, I'm inclined to. He plays up the grades, but he is definitely the unicorn of the group, I think.
Yeah, but I think he's truly one of us at heart. Chris Smith, welcome to the show, mate.
Hey, Smithy.
Hello, boys. How's it going?
Really good.
How's it going, boys?
Yeah,
I'm
good.
So sure he's sitting there with that big, beautiful, pearly smile right
now. Yeah, 100%
he is. Absolutely.
Got it spot on.
Yeah, it'd be
got
just,
it spot on.
Oh, so happy.
How are you going, Smithy?
We already know. Yeah, going good, mate. Just going good. Just gearing up for another overnight shift tonight, but feeling good.
Oh, okay. And what do you do for work again, Smithy?
I'm a vet, AB.
Yeah.
Working in the emergency department at the moment.
Okay. Just an all-round good bloke, looking after sick animals. Like
dogs and kittens, I'm pretty sure he's up to now.
This is just adding to the resume. Surely at some point, maybe Scotty.
There could be. There's not much hinting needed to get Smithy into my good blokes.
Okay.
No, Smithy, I'm just going to start off. Like, you're new to the club. You've been here for a year and...
Well, I think he joined about last Christmas.
Yeah, he wasn't brought for a full year. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it was something like that. Yeah, sort of January last year.
Yeah. And how have you found the club? Obviously come over from Adelaide, City of Churches.
Yep. Yep, that's the one. Yeah, so, look... Been really happy with the club so far. Real good vibes. Awesome pitches. Awesome facilities and everything like that. Everyone's been quite welcoming. Yeah, it's been really nice.
Jeez, where did you used to play? If you think all that about our club,
I will qualify that by saying I've come from playing at Adelaide University, which is. Possibly the second best facilities apart from Adelaide Oval in Adelaide, but
so you are just being a really good bloke.
So anyone that's been to the Adelaide University home ground will know that it's the second best venue apart from Adelaide Oval. But nonetheless, you know, considering it's Waska grade club, it's really good.
So you're living with Lockie Williams, I believe. Is that correct?
Yeah, big Lockie Williams. Yeah, I've been living with him and his girlfriend since I moved here in January last year. And he was basically the one that got me down to the club, essentially.
Did you know Lockie before you moved to Perth? What's the story there?
He's also South Australian. I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this, but it blew my mind because you're both South Australians. What are the odds?
So we're both originally from South Australia, but yeah, I just found him. There's a website called flatmates.com. Found him on there. Yeah. And then I came to the house, started chatting to them, and then Lockie was like, oh, yeah, just, you know, played cricket yesterday, just down the road. And that's basically what sold it for me. So I was like, yep.
Lockie Williams is already a better recruiter than me.
Yeah, well, because he's got one.
He's got one good bloke.
One
great bloke. And that's worth more than two shit blokes who can't play cricket, I think. No.
Yeah.
Now, just quickly, now, you are a good bloke. And we say this a lot, you're a good bloke. Now, being a vet, you know a bit about us. Who's the biggest dog you've played cricket with for the club?
The biggest dog.
Look, we can edit this out if you want to be such a nice guy. We won't.
Oh shit! Yeah, that's a tough one.
It's a hard question.
Is that because there's so many?
Yeah, exactly right. I just can't. So many names flying through my head at the moment. You've got my nature spot on. I hate to call people out. You know,
the thing is, everyone else, I always go, "Who's the best bloke you've played with?" Because they're all just everyone. Mm. Most of the people who've played at this club are just like pretty. Yeah. Blokes. Whilst you were such a nice guy, like, nah, dog someone. That's all we want to hear. We want to see you go, oh, yeah. Now, I'm just going to go with it. Have you played with them this year?
Look, I'm really struggling to come up with. Yeah, look, I will. I've got one in mind, I have played with them this year.
You have or haven't?
Yeah, I have.
I've had a few games this year with them. Okay, got it. Okay.
And Smithy's only played a couple of games.
Yeah, so I've only played one game this year so far.
Oh, so it's the one game and the fours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's a second 11. So I would even go on sixth 11. I would even go on the thirds. It's a second 11. Oh, look.
Yeah,
I'm going to leave this open to think about because I'm really going to enjoy this to just
We'll ask him secretly off air and then maybe we'll announce it.
No, we won't announce it. We'll just sit there and have everyone just
we'll announce it in a later episode when no one can actually remember. So
who shot Mr. Burns? Yeah. You know, it's just going to be
history player.
I really like this. No, but also, look, I do that same question. Who's one of the best blokes you played cricket with over you just a short period of time at the club?
Yeah, I'd have to say Luke Brambilla's right up there, I reckon.
Timely, because we've just had him on the show a bit earlier in the episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you two been talking?
Yeah, we must have been, yeah. Okay. Look, always good for a chat. Good captain, very fair. Always very supportive. I think, who else has got to be there? Paul Barnes has got to be up there as well, for sure.
We all accept him too, Goats. Just such a great guy.
Really happy to see him get the run this year, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, nice.
That'd be probably the two big ones.
So, Smithy, mate, obviously you're new to the club and you sort of joined at the end of middle of last year, but there's been lots of new players to the club from the start. Who's your pick, whether that be in the training decks or on the pitch?
He played one game this year.
Yeah, I know, but he's been down to training a lot. He's been down to training a lot more than you have, Hobbsy.
Well, yeah, you'd know Hobbsy if you were there. I've been training.
Sorry, too busy smashing runs for fun, mate. But no, I shouldn't.
So, anybody down the new players that you think have been a good recruit, good to the club, good on the pitch?
Yeah. Look, I have to say I'm pretty sure he's in Hobbsy's good bloke 11 actually as well. He's Nick Mathewin.
Yeah.
I think you got it spot on, Hobbsy, when you said you were chatting him for 40 minutes and then after the woods he was like, oh, my name's Nick, by the way. That's just him spot on.
I think you might have gone early on the good bloke.
He's not in the good bloke 11, but I do like him. I do get along with him very well. But you are right. He is a good bloke and he does make me seem quiet.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of that. No, that's a... There is a good recruit to have that you just want to have down when you're watching the cricket and... You know, you need commentary on every part of the world at the same time.
And every part of life.
Yeah. I'm sure you could cover some really good topics in the while you're the
we'll
team
get
batting,
him on here
you know.
At some
yeah.
point, I'm sure. And oh, then yeah. we'll have to force him off because he won't stop.
I was going
to
say, it'll be an extended episode. That's
just Absolutely. What we'll do is AB won't be in it. He'll just be sitting there smashing against the wall while Mathewin and I just talk about absolutely nothing.
And it'll be you not being able to get a word in edgeways.
I love it though. It's good value conversation as well though. It's not just dribble.
What's that supposed to be? Is mine just dribble? No. Smithy, also, I'm just going to quickly say this because I've actually enjoyed actually seeing you in the off-season when you were playing footy just down the road at Corbinia.
So I got to see
you a bit around there, which is good. How did it feel getting back on the park there and also just hanging around, you know, having a bit of that North River vibe, you know, at Corbinia?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, I had a good season out at Corbinia. I rocked up to training the week before the first game and they were quite welcoming as well. I spent the season playing in thirds, had that game against you there, Scotty, down at your home ground. What was the result of that one again?
Did you win, Smithy?
I think we won that one, actually.
Good. Did you kick any goals, Smithy? Tell me you did anyway, if you didn't.
I played at fullback, maybe, but no goals.
You didn't see much of it as a fullback, I tell you that.
That was your recommendation for me to go out there, Scotty.
I was trying to get you to come down to the boys, be a part of our five stars. Did.
Yeah, you did, but then I'd have to go, you know, south of the river. So
I accept this. Like I hate going there. It's the worst part of my club is where it is. Like
yeah, exactly right.
But no, I would have loved to have had you down there with those big pearly whites, mate. I would have been very happy to see you smile all day. And not having to see you smoke me when we're playing you in footy, that would have been, wasn't there?
Wasn't the best time
I had then. What are your aspirations for the rest of the season here, though, Smithy? Like, I've heard you're a pretty nifty bowler. And I just want to know where you're going to be. Like, you know, are you trying to, let's be honest with it, one on one here. Do you want to play the highest you can and the best you can, or do you want to come home with the boys?
I go wherever the club needs me to go, Scotty.
Of course you
know that. I'm always one to push myself and challenge myself. So I always am open to playing as high as I can in any sport. Yes. But at the same time, I recognise that, you know, there are certain teams in the club that seem more appealing than others.
What are you alluding to, Smithy?
the odd game maybe down the grades wouldn't be the worst thing in the world, but unfortunately I've got, you know, until New Year's my work, I'm working every second Saturday, so that's going
to I hear after them, Christmas your diary might free up though, is that correct?
Yeah, it should be, as far as I'm aware at this point, I should be good to go after Christmas.
Just in time for finals.
AB and the captain of the H is doing some early research on some
He knows.
Smithy, we've just had a bit of an important chat about tees down at the club, and it's a constant subject on the podcast, and I know you're an avid listener. Are you the first one through to get the tee, or do you wait and be a good bloke and let everybody else, including the opposition, take some, or where do you sit on the tees?
So this is I'm quite sort of passionate about this topic actually, AB. I'm a big one that you should leave the table completely alone until the opposition has had their first go at it. So I'm always one to sit back. Obviously, as soon as one of the opposition players has taken a bite, that I'm straight in there. But yeah, I think it's out of courtesy they let them first.
So you would be upset with the likes of Josh Watson who say that they're straight through the gate and straight in there, you know.
Look, I'm not gonna call them out on it, but secretly in my head, I'm just, I'm definitely fuming in my head.
Now I just like to bring everyone back to the graph.
No, we're done with this.
Just hear me out for a second, right? So Smithy's sort of in that second and third 11 at the moment, sort of in the middle. Yes, he's a unicorn, so he's a really good
some toes and some quality.
And he's just, you know, and. This is the etiquette that we expect, but the moment you go into that second side and beyond into top grade, I worry for Paul Barnes right now. My concern is with Paul Barnes and it's going to be corrupted up there.
I just don't feel.
Last question on the tees. What's your item of choice?
What's the go-to?
Yeah, what are you looking for? What are your hopings left after the opposition have devoured the table?
I always don't mind some good scones with jam and cream. I think that's a very good addition. I love some nice watermelon, especially on a hot day.
Nice tea items, aren't they? Just go.
I think it's hard to go past a good pull apart as well. You know, good.
I was gonna say. Yeah. I bet Smithy's the kind of guy who eats the pull aparts, the shapes. He goes, they're really good, just because he's a nice guy and the last thing's left on the table. He's like, I'll have that. Yeah, I love this. Yeah, it's great. Yeah. Yum.
I think pull aparts are much maligned, but I definitely rate them.
As long as you don't
have too many. I think if you have any more than two, then it's definitely pushing it.
Okay.
It's a three apart, then it's in the most.
Maximum two pull apart.
And also quickly, you know the little things we have on our shows. We love our tea breaks, and one thing we do love is our cordial. And I want to know what your opinions on cordial is here, because look, this
have
is
you tried peach size tea?
I haven't tried the peach size tea yet. Not in a cricket setting. Obviously, I've, you know, known to sort of have it casually at home, you know. Love it then.
But what's your cricketing cordial? Yeah, that's what we want to go for, yeah.
Yeah, look, I don't mind a good fruit cup, you know. I think that's that gets the job done.
It's cheap.
Nice and simple. Cheap. Look, and
a sheep. Right, he's a everything.
Oh, right.
that is the simple answer. That's not wrong, but
yeah,
it is
yeah.
just the easy.
It's habit. Not right.
Everyone's pleased with it, but it's not the right answer. You're correct here, AB. It's not right. It's just not wrong. You can't be. Oh no, Peach. You're not going to be angry at Fruit Cup.
Yeah,
but it's just a fence sitter.
Yeah,
is what I think you've done there. I think I make a call here. I think Smithy's deep down is a bit of a cooler line, man.
I think
I'm sensing that in the air, and he's too good a bloke to know. He knows when he's in enemy territory, and he's going to steer away.
Look, I'm never going to admit it to you, Scotty, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, that's a wise man.
And Smithy, so constant feedback from you in relation to the podcast, which is great. How have you found it this season? Are you listening to every episode? Are you rivaling Dowdy?
Yeah, no, look, I don't want to claim to rival Dowdy, but yeah, I've definitely listened to every episode. You know, I like it. I've sent in a couple of messages, I think. Usually the messaging comes after I've had a couple of wines or something like that. avid listener, big fan. I think it's a great thing for you guys to do, and to keep everyone updated with what's happening around the club as well.
Oh, thanks, heaps. Yeah, that's a lovely. And look, I don't care what AB says. Dowdy is definitely not a Mon fan. I think I'll make the call right now. It's between Smithy and Titties is our vote for number one, I think.
Yes. Dowdy's dropping down. It was number one after about 2 weeks. Yeah. And Ranks is right up there as well.
Ranks is right up there. We've got so many listeners now.
Yeah.
Now, come. So, Smithy, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming on, Smithy.
As it is any time you see you at the club, mate, it's just a pleasure every time.
Absolutely, lad.
Looking forward to seeing you down much more often, mate.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ed, for the chat, mate. We'll see you down the track.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
No worries, guys. Catch you later.
See you, mate. Enjoy work.
Bye, mate.
Hobbsy. 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 I just don't think I'm going to get rid of that one.
Nah.
I think we should. I'm over it myself, and I love myself.
Speaking about yourself.
So I've been saying, we need ads.
Yeah, what have you got for us this week, mate?
I've got the Hobbsies on. No, quiz night coming up Saturday. Get excited. We've talked about this.
No Good Bloke 11 nomination this week.
Oh, Good Bloke 11 nomination.
So you've got it written down on your run sheet.
It down,
you've been all over the shop today.
Mate,
no
it's
shirt.
Getting, it's getting like,
no
sorry,
shirt,
who ruined it? Because last night when we were meant to record, you've gone, oh, I feel a little bit sick from this delicious KFC you brought me.
Yeah, look, apologies for coming out a day or two late.
Yeah.
I can't play second yesterday.
Luke, he wants you to play second, but I want you to come to Swan Valley with me. Oh, like, come on. Come on.
Shut up.
Back to the game. Back to the show. Good Bloke nominations.
Yeah.
Do I even need to really go into
I'm
it?
I'm happy to like, enforce this one.
Oh, enforce the crap out of it.
Chris Smith.
Oh.
Easily done.
Oh.
I know you're only building a squad right now, but I feel this could be your captain.
When you're building a squad and you go, okay, you got a few players in there, and it's like when you're picking the Australian team, you go, you know what? Well, it's like, no, let's go to Australia, let's not be silly here. You're picking North Perth's first 11 team, you go, okay, what am I going to do here? Let's pick our team. You know, you got a squad. We had a squad at the start of the year, but Jamie Rasmussen, just it's Chris Smith is the Jamie Rasmussen of this team.
And he can captain, by the way, as well. He's captaining our T20 Div 2, so.
Smithy is?
Yes.
Of course he would. Of course he'd do that.
Yes.
I didn't even know that. Every time I hear something about it, it's like, oh, yeah, I don't say bad about anything. I like this. I'm great. Oh, I take care of sick animals. I'm a beautiful man, inside and out.
Yep.
His smile warms me.
Yeah.
He loves tea breaks. He lets the opposition eat first at tea. Like, the thing of, oh, yeah, let's sit there and wait. Like, you know. He was running water for the team he played footy for. Like, I remember he ran water for the first few games because he only just rocked up late. Like, far out. Like,
yeah, just why a superb human being.
Why is it taking me so long to put him in? This is what gets me. And I'm actually angry at myself about this because I've been sitting there trying to think of good blokes. And I was like, oh, that guy's a great guy.
Two Smithies in the team.
Yes, true. We'll have to have. I wonder which ones. If we're going to have one Smith in the team, it'll be an interesting fight.
Adam Smith's a really good bloke as well.
And Adam Smith is a really good guy.
But he's no Chris Smith.
Chris Smith is the kind of guy I want to, like, name as my godfather. Like, not my child, my godfather. like it's that, yeah. I would love, here's what I want. I want someone to message us with some bad stuff about Chris Smith.
Yeah.
Because I can't think of something. It'd be like spitting on Bambi.
Can you imagine the bloke that has an argument with Chris Smith? You know, like just about personal stuff.
I can't see Smithy arguing like smile.
You're completely right. Look, I'm sorry.
No, he'd just be like, oh yeah, like you can think that. It's cool. Like he just.
Can you remember how like Benny Mac used to be the.
Yeah. The bar.
The bar.
Yeah.
Is there a rival?
I haven't played much cricket with Smithy.
No, but I've seen Benny Mac dribbling drunk.
I don't know. When was it last year when Smithy got on the wines?
Was that not the Brownlow night?
Yeah, he just got absolutely poleaxed. And he was still just smiling, big red teeth. It might have been the awards night. It was one of them. But he was still, Smithy is just a no-brainer. He's straight in the team. He's not even in the squad. He's in the team.
Is he captain?
I'm calling it. Captain can't be called yet. Oh, but he'd be in the leadership squad no matter what. Definitely in the leadership squad. Okay. Now, as I correctly said
another
before...
Another bowler, though.
I don't need batsmen. The other team isn't going to be hitting runs against this bowling lineup.
What have you got? Mirza, Stimmo, Smithy...
I've already told you about my intentions of players that are coming to this team, and you fight me on it, so it keeps being...
Yeah.
The team isn't about playing cricket. The team is about good tees,
is Jesse
good banter.
In the park, or is he in the kitchen?
He's in the kitchen.
Okay. And what Adam Smith is scoring or something.
Adam Smith is scoring and making cordial.
Yes. he's a cordial man.
In his little cactus. So we have a cordial man, we have a tea lady, and we have three bowlers. Is it three bowlers? Yeah. So look, guys, batsman, lift your game, please, for my team. Okay.
I think you're just going to... Are you saying bowlers are better blokes than batsmen? Because Jesse is a bowler too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's just a general thing. But mainly, now, like, not opening bowlers.
Yeah.
I think, like, first changes are the best bowlers. But Mirza should be a first. Like, I think opening bowlers have to have that little bit of prick about them.
Stimmo? You've got him in there.
Yeah, Stimmo's got a bit of prick about him, but not like... But like when he's playing, like, you know, okay. He wants it, like, but I don't know. It's hard. I think bowlers generally better blokes because they understand what it's like to sit there all day.
Paul Barnes has probably got to be in the conversation somewhere.
Sitting around all day to go out to bat for 3 minutes and then come back in and sit around. Bowlers have to square leg umpire a lot.
Oh, opening batsmen do too.
Theoretically. That's not part of our doing. This week. Quiz night. We already brought
16th,
it up before.
Yeah, lots of tables coming in.
A lot of tables still available as well, though. So if you hear this before, hopefully when AB puts this out tomorrow, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Tomorrow being?
Thursday.
There you go. Hopefully it's out on Thursday. You heard it from him first. So hopefully it's out a couple of days you guys to listen to. If you're not coming to the quiz night, it's going to be a ripping time.
Yeah,
Aaron DeCosta did a great job last year.
Event in the offering coming up soon?
Do, I believe it's...
Am I leaking it a bit early?
No, it's not leaking a bit early. I think it's the 7th of December. We're doing the annual reverse raffle. Yeah, so
great night.
It is actually probably, in my mind, the funnest night of the year that we
100%.
Do. 100%. But for those of you who haven't played it before, it's pretty much a reverse raffle works where you buy tickets to the raffle and tickets get eliminated throughout the night. So mm-hmm. It'll be $20 a ticket, tickets eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
And the last ticket in wins the massive prize. It's usually about $1,000. But during the night, there'll also be a few events to get your ticket back in. So if you're there, you want to stay around all night because there'll be challenges through the night, whether it's eating things, doing puzzles, stuff like that. It's a fun night.
Just a quick question for you, mm-hmm. given that you've been firing quiz questions at me.
Uh-huh.
Who was the inaugural winner of the, as it was then, Tuitt Hill reverse raffle?
I believe it was Andy Brereton and Matthew Dowd.
Oh, yes, good, Dowdy.
And the next year was Brendan Beaver, I believe, to second place Josh Watson, I think. Because Beaver just went, okay, let's get pissed, pay my fees, rest on the bar. So there's one for the boys who are going to win. Hopefully, just
and Mizzen took it out 1 year as well.
Miz won it, yeah. So we've had it for 5 years.
Who got it last year?
Last year, I can't think of last year for some reason. So recent.
Is it Doyle?
I've had a weird feeling. It was like Doyley. Yeah, no, it was someone who wasn't here. Was it? Someone who wasn't here.
No, I think it was Doyley.
Yeah, if he was right. It wasn't Mickey. So
yeah,
it's always a thing. Anyway. Nevertheless, great night. gets everyone down. We'll be done an advertise on Facebook soon. But, yeah, another good show. Thanks for the people who have listened to the two interviews. And hopefully, if you want to get interviewed, look, get involved.
Get in touch.
Get involved. We might have a chat with you if we like it.
We've already vetted a few people out. Matthew Dowd's been pestering us for weeks now.
Dowdy wants it.
Yeah.
You can want to be interviewed and message us. Don't want it.
Yeah.
We don't want you to be want desperate. Too much, you know? Daddy. That's not what it's about.
But no, respect for yourself.
We're calling him out so hard. No. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll be back next week for another great show.
Yeah, thanks. Good luck at the weekend to all teams. See you guys.
See you next week.